This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Was a good week. It was a very good week in Chicago. Hey, tame weekend in Chicago. One killed and 18 shot. That is good news. You know it's cold in Chicago when you get those kind of spectacular numbers. Not so spectacular, by the way, for the one person who happened to be killed. And, of course, the 17 others who were shot. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We've had a fun time so far talking about Hyde and Biden, and I told you guys, it's going to be no holes barred. No holes barred radio, no holes barred Kevin Jackson. I'm getting older, I'm getting more feebler, but I'm still a pretty bad man, as Muhammad Ali would say. And it's no holes barred. I'm not going to let the leftists win. Not going to happen. Hey, I'm wondering, did the killers in Chicago, are they gearing up for spring? Only one shot, I'm sorry, 18 shot and one killed. That's good. That is about as good as you can get in Chicago, seriously. That's like what should be an MLK weekend, which never turns out to be that way, even though it's cold. Maybe they took time to throw a party for Cuomo, the nation's most prolific serial killer. Who knows? All right, what else we got going? We got a lot going, boy. We got some stuff brewing. Woo! The trial of Derek Chauvin this week. And I know it's already starting, right, in Minneapolis? I'm late to the party. But yeah, Derek Chauvin, woo-hoo, he's coming up, boy. You know that racist that killed George Floyd? That big old Negro that resisted arrest and had fentanyl in his system. And Chauvin, of course, had a history with him. That's what they tried to make it. He had a history. I'm just giving you guys something to think about. Joe Biden and cancer. You know, the man who cured cancer. Oh, I know it hasn't happened yet, but we might as well just say that it's going to happen. They'll be polling on it soon. Do you believe that he's killed cancer? I mean, not killed it. Yeah, I guess killed it, yeah. Man, that's coming up. You know what the biggest cancer for Biden is? China. That's the big cancer. Oh, before I even finish up on the Chauvin thing, let me just go ahead and tell you guys. I'm going to save you a little bit of time. Witch hunt. Russian collusion, the whole deal. It's a witch hunt. We'll talk more about it. I don't want to talk about that. I got a lot to talk about because I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw snippets, if you will, of the interview that was done by Oprah Winfrey with the not-so-royal Meghan Markle. Yeah, she's complaining, Meghan Markle. That girl's got serious, serious issues. Anyway, I want to get into that, but before I get into that, I want to talk about how other people are seeing Meghan Markle, particularly the Brits themselves, and one of their more, what's the word I'm looking for? The people that, well-known Brits, is Piers Morgan. And Piers Morgan's all over the map. What are you Americans, what is your fascination with guns? You know, that kind of stuff. But then every now and then he gets it right. And he talked about Trump's cult of personality and a host of other things. He's all over the map. Because, see, the problem with leftism, no matter how you look at it, even with the Brits and wherever it is in the world, is it doesn't understand how to be pure American, how to be so true to your core that nothing can shake you, can shake your foundation. That's where I sit. But, yeah, so the royals, the claims made by the ex-royal couple range from claiming that someone in the royal family was a racist
to Markle apparently suffering from depression. Yeah, she's depressed. Why? Because she's stuck inside of that palatial estate. And nobody's helping her with her mental state. By the way, nobody can help Meghan Markle with her mental state because Meghan Markle is bat crap crazy, nuttier than squirrel turds. She took Pierce Morgan parsed every one of her grievances. And he crushed her because it doesn't take anything to crush leftism. Here's what he called this two-hour interview. He called it a two-hour orgy of pious, self-indulgent, score-settling twaddle. Twaddle. Now, that's a British word. That is a very British word. Twaddle. He labeled the interview horrendously hypocritical and contradictory, which, by the way, he is 100% correct. I'm going to go into it into detail. This is an hour dedicated to the former royals. This is an hour dedicated to anybody who wants to think of another person as being royal. I will admire you for your athletic prowess. I will admire your brain. I will admire your ingenuity. I will admire a lot of things about you. But I won't admire your royal blood. I'm sorry. It ain't going to happen. I feel too high about Kevin Jackson before I'm going to put you above me. You're a royal. It's insane. Anyway, Pierce Morgan went to town, man. The Duke and the Duchess. Here's what you wrote. Here we've had the Duke and Duchess of Privacy flinging out the filthy family laundry for the delectation of tens of millions of people all around the world, whilst simultaneously bleating about press intrusion. Boy, he used a lot of words I just don't use in my everyday lingo. Delectation. Let me read that again. I'd like to read it British, if you don't mind. Here we had the Duke and Duchess of Privacy flinging out their filthy family laundry for the delectation of tens of millions of people all over the world, whilst simultaneously bleating about press intrusion. I don't know if that was any good, but I feel better. I feel smarter having read it that way. The royals. Man, I'm just telling you, Meghan Markle is a person. I swear, if you spend more than 20 minutes with this woman and you don't tell yourself, run, you're just an idiot. Harry, how could you even possibly want to make this woman your wife? You knew what this was going to do. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hello, everyone. We are discussing the Royals. I'm sorry, the ex-Royals. Meghan and Harry. How do you say... My British accent needs a bit of work, I would say. Meghan and Harry. Harry. Anyway, Piers Morgan, before I give you my opinion about this two-hour... Well, how did Morgan describe it? He said it was a 2-hour orgy of pious self-indulgent score-settling twaddle. I gotta tell you, I love that. I really do. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you'd like to call. Anyway, he says they moaned about the terrible pain of their royal titles, but were also outraged their son Archie wasn't allowed to be a prince. They told of their constant trauma from nasty newspaper stories, but repeatedly insisted they never read any of them. They claim they were forced to sign gazillion-dollar deals with Netflix and Spotify because Prince Charles cut off their allowance, despite Harry inheriting millions from his late mother, Princess Diana, and having his entire life bankrolled by the royal family. And so it went nauseatingly on. This is what Pierce Morgan is saying about these little self-indulgent pukes. I find them despicable, disgusting. He says, first addressing Markle's claim that she was kept as a prisoner in a palace, noting that this prisoner flew on George Clooney's private jet to attend her New York baby shower that cost $500,000. I'm not gonna give you my comments on this stuff until later in the broadcast. This is the royal hour. Yeah, right now it's all about a Brit giving you his take on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, or ex-Prince Harry, and just the nonsense. And again, I'm going to go into more detail my own self, so, you know, here in a bit, so stick around. He says, Meghan even compared her former life living in a Paris to the crippling, freedom-robbing existence of coronavirus lockdowns, which must have sounded so empathetic to large families living at the top of the tower blocks with three kids they're trying to homeschool and no job to pay for food. Yeah. Here's what she says. I can't even meet my friends for lunch, wailed the Duchess of Delusion, who flew to New York for a $500,000 baby shower with all her newfound celebrity pals, then flew back to London like any good eco-warrior on George Clooney's carbon footprint-guzzling private jet. I'm going to try to restrain myself. Pierce Morgan nailed it. He nailed it. See, he's not nailing it just for Meghan Markle. He's nailing it for all these so-called, these leftists that have their different, it's global climate change, and oh, I got to protect black people, and oh, it's all about saving lives in the coronavirus or whatever. They are liars. They live a different life than what they tell you. And it's so delusional that even when they're living the best possible life ever, they can't see it. It says, Markle also claimed she was suicidal and sought help only to be rejected. Who did the rejecting wasn't ever named, as highlighted by Pierce Morgan, who also noted that her husband was knee-deep in the mental health community. We weren't told who did the rejecting or why she couldn't seek her own therapy or treatment if that's what she felt she needed. After all, her husband has spent many years talking about mental health and has close connections with all the major mental health charities, but she couldn't get any help. Probably. Y'all know why. White folks, y'all know why. Now, y'all don't need Captain Jackson to explain it to you. He says, instead, we were left to believe the Paris spurned a pregnant, suicidal woman in her desperate hour of need. Wow, man. There's so much to take from all of this. Because here's my first take. Why are you doing this interview? I don't know. Look, I'm not going to speak for everybody. I personally don't want to be a royal. Okay, I'm lying. I do. I really do. Wouldn't it be cool? Okay. But, you know, I'm not going to be one, so I can pretend. So, long story short, it would be, if I were a royal, the last thing I would do, they would say, Kevin, look, we do not put our dirty laundry for public display. You must understand the brand of being a royal. And I would listen to him and I would go, I get it. Queen, mother, whatever. What do I need to call you, baby? Okay? Whatever I need to call you, I get it. You got to protect the brand. People in Britain love this nonsense. Okay? You may not, Mr. Kevin, but I understand it. I respect it. I will live it. Or I won't marry into it. But if I'm going to marry into it, I'm game. I'm down. If we're going to do some dirty, we got to get it approved. They got to get it set up so nobody will know. Scan the place for no video, no audio, no nothing, and go do your dirty. I get it. I get how y'all hide all your stuff. But I would do it. I would be like, okay, I'm down for you, or else I wouldn't sign up for it. You think Megan wasn't prepared? All the stuff that they do for royals. Harry, look, if you're going to bring this chick over, you got to understand. And what does she do? Disregarded it. He says the most explosive revelation was the fact that someone in the royal family is a racist. I'm going to get into this here in a bit. They asked what color Markle's baby would be during a conversation with Harry. No, that came when Meghan told Oprah that a member of the royal family had queried what color her baby would be during a conversation with Harry. In fact, she said there were several conversations, whereas he said there was only one. But neither of them would name the offending royal. Harry said he would never reveal the name. So now we're left to view all the royals as racist. Nor were we given any details of exactly what was said or in the context of what it was said, which is what I'm going to be delving into in here in a bit. The questions have to be asked. Was it an innocent question? Who said it? What prompted the question? What was the reaction to the answer? All good queries. Stay tuned, folks. My opinion comes on it next.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are preparing to vote on President Biden's coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrat Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries saying the clock will start to tick now that the Senate has transmitted the measure to the House.
The American Rescue Plan is transformative. It will comprehensively and compassionately meet the moment as a result of the devastating COVID-19 pandemic.
It took the Senate roughly 70 hours to send the final version of the bill to the House. Arizona and Montana are suing the Biden administration's limit to arrests at the border. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich suing the Department of Homeland Security. He's arguing the proposed 100-day moratorium on deportations, which he says would mean thousands of people being blindly released into his state. This is USA Radio News. TV ratings for the NBA All-Star Game hit a record low with only 6 million viewers across TNT and TBS. That's down almost 20% from last year. As record rainfall continues in Maui, a dam is overflowing.
If you've ever been to Maui, Hawaii, you know it rains a lot, especially in the higher elevations. It rains almost every day of the year. So when a dam is overflowed because of rain, you know it's a lot of rain. Maui County officials advise those who evacuated their homes in Haiku to escape flooding from the overflowed Kapakalua Dam on Monday not to return to the area until it's safe to do so. Maui Mayor Michael Victorino says heavy rains and flooding like this have not been seen for decades.
More resources are being pushed into this area right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real flooding situation we have not seen in a long time.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio
Concerns
Show.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What? And who is having that conversation with you? What?
So,
there is a conversation. Hold up.
There's several conversations.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be?
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
Ooh. And you're not going to tell me who had the conversation?
I think that would be very damaging to them.
Okay.
Shocking revelations. Oprah Winfrey's interview with Meghan Markle. Sure to cause a rift at the Crown.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
Well, we've learned that the Queen may be racist.
Dun, 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 dun. No wonder they didn't have a royal wedding like Zamunda and bring in everybody and do all the dances and stuff like that. You know, Meghan Markle interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, and we learned these devastating accusations against the royals, the Brits. And, hey, we got it from the horse's mouth, right? I mean, after all, you know, don't we know by now that the entirety of the white world is racist? Oh, my gosh. This chick is guano crazy. You know what guano is, right? That's bat doo-doo. She is guano crazy. She says the royal family... by the way, many, many more other revelations that came from her interview. This was a couple of days ago. I think she did this interview on Sunday. She says that the royal family is concerned about Archie's color. They ought to be concerned about that name. Come on, Jughead. Who names their kid Archie? But okay, whatever. I'll take it. At least she didn't name him like Jamal or something like that. This chick is 25% white, black. She's a quarter black. And she's blaming racism as to how she's being treated. Yeah. As Michael Knowles tweeted, a Hollywood actress is complaining to a billionaire talk show host about how she regrets becoming a princess. And according to our insane culture, she actually is a victim. I want you to just stew on that for just a bit. This is a chick who had her whole life
handed to her. I mean, she orchestrated this. I'm telling you, I've done enough research on Meghan Markle to tell you she was that cute chick that went, I know what I can get with my looks. And she stair-stepped her way to heaven. I couldn't think of a word. But she stair-stepped her way to heaven, becomes a princess, and that still ain't good enough. Said she was suicidal. Yeah, she was struggling as a princess because she's a black princess. She's 25% black. She's the same amount of black as Eisenhower, who nobody recognizes as black. But she's 25% black, and she's living the black life. If you didn't know Meghan Markle was black, you might actually think she was Spanish or Italian or maybe just a white chick with a good tan. But she professes black. She, you know, because in effect, she's dolazoling. She's more white than she is black. Do you get what I'm saying, people? But she struggles as a princess because she's black. Or it could be she struggles as a princess because she's a witch. That could be it. You know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. Y'all know what I'm saying. Come on now. You skunks. You wink, wink, wink. You know what I'm saying, right? Think about it. Think about it. Oh, man. This girl is destructive. She is cancer. She is the Wu flu. If you're 85 years old in a nursing home in New York, she, you get what I'm saying, right? I'm trying to make analogies that you people can get. She's stage 4 cancer. Pancreatic. You get what I'm saying? This girl is nothing but trouble. Look, I don't know if there's any boyfriends that would want to interview. Oh, by the way, this chick would be the type of girl that's vindictive. You know what I'm saying? If you came out again, I tweeted she is the Omarosa of the royal family. She's the Omarosa. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Stay with me. I know y'all are awake out there. I don't have to keep you awake when you're listening to my show. She, it's funny, in that little clip that we played, she says, it would, you know, Oprah's like, oh, you got to be kidding. Who said that? Who was it that said it? Nobody. If anybody said it, it would have been her, I use my finger quotes, her friends going, what do you think they're going to think about little Archie if he's too dark? If he's dark, like, I don't really know. I don't know. I'm 25% black. That's going to make Archie 12% black. How dark is he going to be? Oh, my God, he's going to look so African. Have you seen Archie? He's a cute little boy. And he's going to have a beautiful little skin color to him because he'll tan easily because he's got that mixed melanin. You know what I'm saying? He's 12%. He's 12.5% black. So there it goes. But she says that the crown didn't want to give her a royal title, nor did they want to give Archie security. I'm just going to ask you, Americans listening, or people all over the world, because I know people all over the world, join hands. Oh, sorry. All over the world, do you believe this? Do you believe Meghan Markle, whatever she calls herself, do you believe her when she tells you these things? Because I don't. I don't believe that family would run the risk of having a royal, the baby of Harry, kidnapped. I think they would have provided security. I think what Meghan Markle did is she went into this family and she destroyed it. And the little bit I know about her in relationships, she destroyed dudes in order to get to the next dude. Come on, boyfriends out there, speak up. You know you spent some time with this girl, and you said to yourself, I don't need to deal with that level of crazy. I don't care how cute you are. And here's, no offense to her, because, you know, to each his own. She's a pretty girl, but she ain't all that. I mean, come on. She ain't no Vanessa Williams. And there are other women I think that are much more beautiful than Meghan Markle. And throw in personality, and Meghan Markle is a two. Maybe not even a two. Here's the lesson, folks. With black leftism, and this chick is an anti-Trump, anti-American, you know, chick that ain't even black enough to worry about the black condition. She has lived so far away from the black condition, it's ridiculous, but she wants to be upset about it. Right? This is, by the way, she regrets, she regrets being a princess, right? Regrets it. Was suicidal. Here's your lesson. You've heard it from me before. It doesn't matter what level that a black leftist rises to. They will still complain. They will still say things like, well, there's still institutional racism, and it doesn't matter. Look at LeBron James. This is a dude that has got it all. And you know what he does? He still complains. This girl got everything she wanted. She orchestrated becoming a princess of the world, becoming better than all of her friends, everybody she knew. She was going to get ahead at all costs. She did it, and she still can't find happiness. Why is that happiness so elusive? Huh? It seems like no matter what I get, I can't be happy. She's on a hit TV show called Suits. That's where I first took notice of her. Thought she was a cute girl, liked the show, loved the premise of a kid, this guy who didn't graduate from Harvard, but he was brilliant, and he faked his way to becoming a lawyer, and then that's all the intrigue was how he could get away with that. And she was his, you know, girlfriend in the show. I thought, cute concept and all that. So she's on a hit show. She's, you know, being seen by everybody. She's got the world on a string, and it wasn't good enough. Then she becomes a royal, and it ain't good enough. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're blessed by purpose. Born one of the pretty people. You grow up that way. Sure, you dealt a few blows here and there. You know, mother and father may divorce or whatever. That's life. But you're pretty. There's a clear advantage in the world to being pretty. No question about it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. One of the pretty people, if I must say so myself. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We like to poke a little fun at ourselves. I don't consider myself one of the pretty people, but I have a pretty personality. I'm a personality play, unlike Meghan Markle, who we're talking about today. But you're born beautiful. I don't know what she went through. I don't even care, because life deals you hands, and you got to play them. Let me put it this way. If I was Meghan Markle, I wouldn't be complaining. I'd be looking at myself going, I'm doing all right. I might not be the finest girl. But look at my boyfriend. Or look at my husband. Look at my husband. He's a royal. Not that I would see Harry. I'd be going after Denzel or somebody. But the point is, I wouldn't be complaining. Oh, my gosh. 844-551-8255. The victim. Meghan Markle is a victim. Anyway, you're born beautiful. You go through your career doing whatever it is you're doing. High school cheerleader, you graduate college, you get your boyfriend, you know, whatever. Then you go and you do your show and you get on a hit show, Suits. She was on a hit TV show. I don't know if you guys watched it. But it was an entertaining show. And it depicted, to me, it was a black woman who eventually ran it. Strong sister. But it had Jews and blacks and gays and everything, and it was everything Hollywood wanted, and Meghan Markle had a prominent role in it. She was the boyfriend of the key character, of one of the key characters that the show was really based on. So, fast forward, and of course, I've given you a little bit of her history. That she's a stair stepper. It's always who can get her the most, the dude. If you were a dude with Meghan Markle, think Bowfinger. If you ever saw that movie, crazy movie with Eddie Murphy. The girl in the movie would sleep with the writer of the script. Then she slept with the producer of the script, with the director of the TV show, and ultimately, with the owner of the movie network. Anything she could to get higher and higher and higher. Now, you think that they just made that up, Kamala Harris? I'm just guessing. Do you think they just made that up, Ms. Harris? So anyway, Meghan Markle was one of these stair steppers. And she gets up to the pinnacle. And she's now doing an interview with this billionaire black chick by the name of Oprah Winfrey, who, by the way, is as big a complainer about these issues as Ms. Markle. Excuse me, Princess Markle. No, she's not a princess. But anyway, Meghan Markle, who's made it to the pinnacle, any little girl, forget pageants. I'm, Miss America, so I'm princess. She makes it to the pinnacle, and it isn't enough. Or she's a duchess, I don't know what they call them. And now she wants to be a victim. Just think about that for a second. What else can you give to the women's movement, to Me Too, to feminism, to all these things that women want? They get everything they want, and you still can't satisfy them. And there's Oprah Winfrey. Girl, you tell me what they say about Lil Harry? Here, we'll play that clip again.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
And
who is having that conversation with you? What?
So,
there is a conversation. Hold up.
There's
stop
several
right now.
There's several conversations.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be?
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
Ooh. And you're not going to tell me who had the conversation?
I think that would be very damaging to them.
Okay.
You're Oprah Winfrey. What? I mean, they couldn't have scripted it any better. What? You mean to tell me that they didn't like the skin color of your little baby Archie? Whoa, girl! Ooh! I mean, I could... Oh, Lord. Hey, just so we're clear, people, I want you to understand something. Black folks know that Meghan Markle is a liar. Don't believe... Don't look at this and go, ooh, man, people are going to be so... And she wants the queen and the crown, if you will, to have to respond, to defend themselves over this. If the queen is as smart as I think she is, she will just let this run its course. And if she's even smarter, she will take Meghan out at the knees. Private investigators, whatever. She will do it in a way that it'll never have her fingerprints on it, but I'm going to mark my words, people. Meghan Markle is going down. She wants to imply that the entirety of the British monarchy is racist when they let she married their son. We used to have a joke when I was growing up that said, yeah, you know, you can think you white, but just don't try to marry a Kennedy. It was a joke, you know, for black people that got too full of themselves, like, oh, Mr. Thang over there, yeah, you might be living in the white man's world, but don't you try to marry a Kennedy. And it was an ongoing kind of a joke. And now, look, don't misunderstand. It wasn't just based on you having a good job or whatever. It was when you got too good for black people. See, despite my criticism of blacks, I'm not too good for black people. I am very proud that I know how to talk like this here. And I know how to go stop at a person's house and play some bones. And I can play some bid whist. And I know black culture. And I grew up understanding it thoroughly. I truly grew up in the black and the white world from a cultural perspective. I understand it better than most. That's why I chuckle when people talk to me about some of these so-called stars we have in the conservative movement that don't have a clue. Not a clue. I literally straddled that world. I was a poor black kid whose daddy was in prison. Mama died early, living with his grandparents, who live in the lap of luxury on a white person's property. And I got to hobnob with them and get to understand that they weren't what people were telling me they were. But Meghan Markle, and oh, by the way, I appreciated it. Meghan Markle doesn't. She's a quarter white. I mean, I'm sorry, a quarter black. More white than she is black, complaining about being black. And it's everything that it took for her to get ahead. That little bit of blackness in her is the reason why she stands out. If she were another cute white girl, I'm not saying she couldn't get ahead, but she wouldn't be where she is. She wouldn't be sitting with Oprah complaining about being a princess. But she was suicidal. Oh my gosh. She said in her interview that she had no idea that the Queen was any different than a Hollywood celebrity. Can you believe that? I just thought, I mean, I didn't see the interview, but it was like, yeah, I can only imagine her going, I just thought she was like a Hollywood celebrity. She didn't even have the intellectual curiosity to say, what does it mean? Look, I am so anti-royal, it's pathetic. But if I went to Britain, I would respect their traditions. I think from here, if you want to tell me somebody else is more royal than me or that somebody else's kids are better than my kids, you must be out of your freaking mind. You're not going to convince me of that. And I hope nobody can convince you of that as a parent or as an American or, here comes, as a human being. She had no intellectual curiosity to know what the woman's role was, what she did. Then she says, I never Googled Harry. Meaning, when Harry started going, who is this? I think she's kind of cute. And he reaches out to her. I don't even know who he was. Who is this guy? Yeah, right. Folks, this is the leftism that is, this is the, oh, Joe Biden got 82 million votes. This is the same lie they try to sell you on that. This is, global climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind. This is every lie wrapped up. This is, oh, two Donald Trump guys tried to beat me up, you know, and they put this rope around my neck and put Clorox down me. This is that. This is everything rolled into that. A woman who thinks that the royal family won't fight back because of her blackness. I think she's in for a big surprise.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.